So, hi, my name is Josh Kay, and I'll be interviewing Caitlin Feld for the history assignment, What Role Do Bookstores Play? So, Caitlin, first, could you tell us where you're from and how old you are?
Okay, I am from Sparta, New Jersey, and I'm 24 years old.
Thank you.
And I work at the Sparta Bookstore in Sparta.
Awesome. So, when did your love and appreciation for books begin, and why?
It actually did not begin until about 2 years after my mom bought the bookstore. She bought it in 2007, and I started working there while I was in high school, and she told me to start reading some books, and it happened right after that.
Awesome. So how and when did Sparta Books begin? So you told us that she bought it, when was that?
Wait, say that again?
So how and when did Sparta Books begin, such as, like, what drove the beginning of that bookstore for you and your family?
Okay, Sparta Books has actually been in Sparta for 50 years now. We're celebrating the 50th year this year. Someone had previously owned it before my family bought it, but in 2007, in November, we purchased the bookstore, and we've owned it for, it'll be 8 years now, coming November, and my mom loves it. She gives her something to do, and she likes being a part of the community, and we're just happy to keep the store still there.
Awesome. So, if you could describe your experience working at the bookstore. So were there a lot of regulars? Have you formed a relationship with the community, et cetera?
Yeah. When I first started there, I didn't really understand a lot of what I was doing, so it took me a little while to catch on, but once I figured it out, you start to see some familiar faces, and I think the customers really appreciate that when you can address them personally by, you know, saying hello, whoever it is, or you know right off the bat what types of books they like to read. I think it helps a lot with customer service, and people like to come back because you have a great relationship that way, and you're not just, you know, ordering online and not being able to ask for suggestions and that sort of thing. So I think having a community bookstore just draws in that, you know, little intimate relationship that they have with the community.
Yeah, definitely. So would you say that you see more seasonal customers for, like, school purposes and textbooks, or is it more of a kind of steady flow?
I definitely think around the beginning of the summer, a lot of people come in for summer reading books, so we see a lot of, you know, random kids that will come in because they're sort of forced to read for school and they have to pick up their book. But throughout the year, and especially at Christmas time, we get a lot of people who come in because they like to give books as gifts to others. And then throughout the year, we have a bunch of customers that come in very consistently. Some come in once a week and some come in a couple times a month. But they like to come to us first before they try anywhere else. And if we can't help them, then they'll figure out something else.
Awesome. So I guess kind of to branch off of that a little bit, would you say that you all sell, like, a specific type of book or genre, such as or like used books or collectibles, or is it more of a wide variety?
We don't sell used books. We don't have those in the store, but I'd say a lot of people, they come in, you know, we have a huge variety of fiction novels. A lot of people that are coming in are actually teenage years, so we sell a lot of young adult and kid books. People love to come in and get gifts for kids, so we have a huge kid section. I can say that we don't really have a huge mystery or sci-fi romance kind of books. People just really, they don't come in and ask for them, so we don't carry a lot.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. So now you may have already answered this in kind of discussing the previous questions, but what aspect of your bookstore do you think keeps customers coming back, like such as a unique feel?
Yeah, like I was saying before, I think customers really like that we have a, you know, a personal relationship with them. So if you walk into Barnes & Noble, let's say, you're not always greeted at the door, and people aren't always asking if you need help, and you're sort of just, you know, thrown into a store that has five stories, and you're looking for something, and you might get frustrated if you can't find it. But we always make sure to say hello and goodbye to every person that comes in the store. We'll let them browse around a little bit, or we'll ask them if they need help right off the bat. I think a lot of times people want to help, they're just too nervous to ask for it. So if we ask them and they say, oh, yeah, you know what, now that you're asking, let me see if you have this book. We try to be super friendly to everybody and just make sure that everyone has an enjoyable time when they come in.
Perfect. So you already briefly mentioned Barnes & Noble. And kind of your different atmosphere as compared to mm-hmm. them. Now, would you say that with today's technology, have you noticed a reduction in traffic to your bookstore since they've created access to like Kindles and e-books and stuff?
Yeah, actually, the closest Barnes & Noble that was to our town had actually shut down not that long ago. So I think we've maybe seen a little bit more traffic because of that, and people don't want to drive, you know, further away to get a book, so they'll wait around until we can order one for them or, you know, find other options, I suppose. But I guess with electronics and the Kindle and that sort of thing, I don't think it's really affecting us that much because people like to come in and have, you know, hold a physical book, and they like to look around, and they like to feel the pages and that sort of thing, and not everybody likes to stare at a screen, you know, and read a whole book off of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, as a Kindle owner myself, I mean, I've gone back and forth between the two, and it's like, it's, you know, do you really
yeah.
like pressing that button and watching the animated page turn, or do you really like the book? And I think that's the big difference. But like you said, a lot of people
right.
really do like the physical book. So again, branching off of that, what do you think the most important aspect is of a bookstore?
I think the most important is that we're involved in the community and that people can think about us in a positive way and they want to come and visit, and we try to have a lot of events that get people involved. But we really just, you know, want people to know that we're there. You know, we're so small and independent, and even if they browse, they come in and they don't buy anything, at least they know that if they're looking for something, they'll think of us and come back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I think getting really involved in the community as best we can really helps with, you know, keeping us alive.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess if you could just dig in a little deeper with that, I guess, your community outreach, can you give us some examples of how Sparta Books connects with the surrounding community?
Yeah, actually right now we are doing a Where's Waldo event. It starts July 1st, and you know the book, Where's Waldo.
Mm-hmm.
We connected with some other stores around Sparta, either restaurants or other clothing stores, movie theater, like other independent places around Sparta, and we put together a scavenger hunt. So starting July 1st, kids come into Sparta Books, and they can pick up a Where's Waldo packet that we put together, and it has Where's Waldo glasses and postcards, stickers, you know, fun things like that, and we create a passport. So they go around Sparta and they try and find these little cardboard cutouts of Where's Waldo that are hidden in these other stores around Sparta. And then once they find all of them on their passport, they bring it back to Sparta Books. And we have a party at the end of the month, and we do a drawing of a whole collection of the Where's Waldo books. And I think mostly that is probably the biggest thing that we do that involves a lot of the community. People are going everywhere in Sparta and not just Sparta Books.
Mm-hmm.
So But we also do, we try to do author events where we'll have authors, local authors come in and try to have nights like that, or we'll try and do a night out and we'll combine our books with our author signings with a restaurant, and we'll, you know, they'll give us a lunch price and we can go out with the author and talk with them and, you know, get their book signed. We've had a couple of the New Jersey Housewives come to our store, which has helped out a lot, I think, with getting people aware that we're there. We just try to do whatever we can so people know we're around. Advertise in the newspaper, and we try to host events for other things, like book clubs and that sort of thing. Story time. So we're just trying to test out and see what different things will help bring customers in.
Fantastic. So kind of taking a step back to technology, do you think bookstores such as yours have adapted to this change in technology, and how?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I guess right away with the way that we, like our POS system, we upgraded to the most high-tech thing. We have lightning speed, like credit card machines now, where before we had those really old ones. You have to push in the pricing, and, you know, we've updated our, we call it our website, so that people can buy books right from the website. We actually, for a while, got, we still are, we're connected with Google, and when they do their e-book, so that people who do have Kindles or Nooks and that sort of thing, and they could still buy from us, so we get a portion of the profit, but they're getting it through their e-reader, so they don't have to, you know, have a physical book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're trying to adapt to the way that things are now, just because we know that we kind of have to in order to keep the store open.
Yeah, that's really cool. I, you know, as a Kindle-owner myself and a couple people in my family, I didn't even know you could do that with, you know, kind of buying it on your Kindle but through the bookstore as well. That's a really cool feature.
Yeah.
So do you think bookstores are important to or for history?
I think so. I think a lot of kids when they're in high school, they don't appreciate it as much, but for the customers that we have that are older, you know, it just brings a sense of coming together, and it's just like I keep saying, it's just a local community kind of thing, and you know the people that work there, and they know you, and they know what you like to read, and then is that Gearing towards what you're asking, like history?
No. History, like, you know, you answered the question just fine.
Okay. All right, I thought about that, and I'm like, oh, wait a second, maybe it's not what he's looking for.
No, you're fine.
Okay, yeah, no, I think it is, because then I've seen a lot of kids come in where they're coming in for school, and they're not thrilled about it, but then we give them a nice suggestion, or like, oh, this is really good, and then they love it, and then over the years, they still are still coming back, and then they're bringing their kids in, and, you know, it's just kind of like part of your childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like with Amazon or the Nook, or even like a big bookstore like that, you know, I feel like you don't get that connection with the book in your hand, and you don't have, you know, somebody helping you out necessarily, or, you know, showing you,
right,
you know, what options you have available, and you don't get that excitement, that connection.
Yeah, and like you said, technology is always changing, so who knows, in a couple of years from now, it could change again, but a bookstore is always going to stay the same. It's always going to be, you go, and hopefully you have a nice connection with who works there, and you can pick up a physical book and look at it, and, you know, come through the pages and that sort of thing, and it's, you always know that it's just going to be a solid foundation as well.
Exactly. So we got, let's see, we got like one or two more questions here. Do you think bookstores play a role in today's technology world? Kind of flipping the two things in that sentence we were talking about, technology affecting bookstores, but do you think bookstores maybe affect technology?
I don't think so, because there have been some times when people come in the store and let's say we don't have a book and we have to order it, and it'll take maybe 2 days to get in. I've heard a couple people say that, oh, well, then I'll just get it from Amazon, or I'll just get it from, I'll order it online from Barnes & Noble. And it's, you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, if you don't want to wait the extra 2 days, but you're going to wait 3 days to get a delivery, all right, if that's your choice, that's fine. But I don't think people have a second thought against it when it's reversed. And so I don't think bookstores are that prevalent yet to be able to affect a company such as Amazon or Barnes & Noble and that sort of thing.
Okay. So how, you know, maybe not from personal experience, but how do you think bookstores today differ from ones, say, 20 years ago?
I don't know if I could guess, I don't know if they would really change that much, because like I said before, you're still getting that personal connection, and I would have to imagine it would be like that 20 years ago as well, and you go in and they're still saying hi to you, still, you know, giving you book recommendations. I think maybe with the way that the times are, you know, things probably get added, like the technology that we use on our computer systems, mm-hmm. or the way that we can order books for people. Maybe it's a little faster turnaround. Maybe the supply is a little bit higher because we can afford it now, or maybe we couldn't afford it and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I guess just little things like that, but I don't know if they would really be that different from 20 years ago.
Okay. I would have to agree with all of those. I wouldn't be able to say any of that from personal experience either. So last question here. Do you think there will be bookstores 10 years from now, and why?
I hope so. I do think there will be, because even if just one person comes in and buys a book, it's still helpful to us. And then, you know, they know 10 people, so maybe if they tell their families, and then they tell their friends, and then hopefully the networking will still draw out the fact that we're there, and people will still like to come in, and they still like to talk to us about books, and they still want recommendations. And I think in 10 years it would still be here, because then my generation especially, and yours, they're going to be grown up, and we're going to have kids, and we're going to want to bring them to bookstores and pick out, you know, their first books, and we'll have to be back there for school and that sort of thing. So I think it's such a rotation that'll still keep it, bookstores alive.
Okay, I would agree with that. Well, thank you, Caitlin, so much for taking time out of your day to help me with this interview.
No, that's fine. Is anything else that you need?
Nope. It was great talking to you.